Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection, and welcome to a bonus session of the Global Waldorf Expo. We have Nancy Froderman on the line, and she is going to be doing a curriculum review about live education. So we've gone through some of the major curriculums and just kind of getting the perspective of the mom that's been using it, and it's been really great. So welcome, Nancy.
Hello. I'm
I'm
glad to
glad to
be
have
here.
you here. And talking about live ed. So just to kind of let everybody know, who you are, where you're coming from, or whatever. So why don't you just sort of give me kind of a brief homeschooling history, just so we can kind of set the stage for you.
Okay. I have two children. We live in Connecticut, and my daughter's 13, and my son is 9. And we started homeschooling about 3 years ago. After a bit of a journey for me, we started when Kirsten was little looking into alternative education, and there was no Waldorf in our area, and so we settled with and went to Montessori and did that for a few years. And then when my second child was born, Jamie had a bunch of medical issues, and Kirsten was in about fourth grade, was finished fourth grade, and I realized Jamie couldn't go to school. And we pulled her from the Montessori for some, in essence, reasons that kind of melded more with the Waldorf. It was a little too rigorous and structured. And decided at that time to bite the bullet in homeschool. I kind of shied away from it before. I just didn't feel like I could do it. And then all of a sudden it was like, this just seems right. And she's a very was a very artistic child. And so I decided that, yep, we're gonna, change the family lifestyle and let's embrace this. And we did it, and it's been wonderful ever since. And at that time, it was, before that, I had kind of thought about Waldorf, but it seemed so monumental. And we just said, we just got to do this. This is the way we live. We're very alternative as far as food and are just, no TV. We were very lack of the electronics or media anyway. So it just really fit. And I loved Steiner stuff, so it just seemed like a natural. So Kirsten just finished sixth grade, and Jamie has just is just finishing third.
So talking about live ed, so what made you choose this particular curriculum?
When I was looking for curriculums, I really went out there and looked at them all, and I wanted something that was complete. I was coming at this with not a lot of experience, just kind of a, those rose-colored glasses in essence of, oh, this looks really nice, and I would love to do this. And so I was looking for something that I felt like I could take and just go with it. That it was there. It was I could kind of open the box and start to do. And I also knew that from my own, the way I was, that I couldn't use a scripted kind of curriculum. I needed something that was there for me that I could kind of digest, but that wasn't so written out that I lost my a little bit of creativity or freedom. And live ed seemed to fit that. After I got the first, I started Kirsten in fifth grade, and we got it and started, and I did the India block, and she loved it. She loved the creativity, but she's a May baby, and so I all of a sudden realized, I think she really needs to be doing fourth grade material. This just seemed a little beyond her. It's so funny how you can see whether it resonates or not. It was really apparent really quickly that this was not where she was. And I had been a little overwhelmed initially with live ed because it is so rich and so complete. At first, I was like, "Oh, this is too much for me." And so I tried. I moved to the fourth grade and tried a different curriculum, and it just was too bare bones or too hand-holding. And it made me realize just how beautiful live ed was, and the anthroposophical pieces in there, the spirit. And when I say spiritual, not from a very specific sense, but just the beauty of the nature and beauty of Steiner's work was woven into the curriculum. And LiveEd is so, there's so much in there, and they provide you with a lot of activities that you really can tailor and pick what works with your family or with your child specifically. So even though three families may have LiveEd, everybody's going to pull out of their the activities or the work that they want and that fits them, and the main lessons are going to look totally different. But it was, I kind of had to work towards that. LiveEd can be a little, I think, daunting to a new Waldorf homeschooler, but I think you just, my advice would be to read through it and then just take one and just start with baby steps. It's amazing how beautiful and full it is, and academically rigorous. If somebody wants, what really resonated with me was kind of the classical education, very rooted in the earth and everything that's around us, very history rich. So that was, I guess that's where it, I came back to it and really have embraced it, and we are using all the grades.
Okay, yeah. So you plan to kind of go forward with that?
Yeah. Kirsten is going into 7th, and Jamie will be going into 4th. And I have to say, it's LiveEd, there's so much within the year that you almost could do, like the way the books are set up is I can teach to her at her level right now, wherever that may be, because kids are in such a wide range that some kids working on 6th grade material may still be working at a 4th grade for writing, but, farther ahead for math. And you can really use the curriculum to tailor it at whichever level you want, right up to, this is food for me. Our high school level, the curriculum is so so full and gives resources and the material that you could really make it for adults. It's that full.
Yeah. Well, I think that the main question I get all the time from people, and this is why I'm doing these calls, is, how is it sort of laid out? What is the format? So maybe you can, I know you've kind of gone, gave us little glimpses into that. But, some, as you know, some curriculums are, totally laid out. Some of them are sort of a guide. And then if you can kind of tell us what you get maybe with each grade, does it have a schedule or is it just like the main lesson materials and that kind of a thing, just so we know?
Okay. For each grade, you get a several different manuals based on the classes that or the courses that you're going to teach. Some of the younger grades, they may be a little more laid out in outline form of you're going to want, 3 weeks of math, 3 weeks in two different sections, so 6 weeks of math and 6 weeks of language art and the overview of the grade. And each one of these are in separate little booklets, so you can sit down with a small chunk, a small piece. So for fourth grade, for man and animal, you get a man and animal manual. And for that one in particular, there's a second manual that's specifically about different animals so that you can reference while you're teaching. And then an overview of how it would be laid out, what you're going to cover, references to pull from, things to think about, and a schedule of this week do these animals, the head animals, and kind of presented in this way. And then there's a geography, and there's the Norse myth, and again, each week what you would cover, what you would use, what stories you're going to read. And Bruce and Rainbow kind of include in there great pictures, watercolor paintings, and that is a piece I think that LiveEd just is really well known and capitalizes on is the watercolors in the paintings are so
phenomenal. They're beautiful.
And some people can get overwhelmed with that, but I think it's just a great guide. It gives kids something to, you know, for that imagination to go from, and not necessarily strive to think you should be as good as, but just a presentation that gives you something to work from. And so then as you get higher in the grades, what's included in each one of the books is a little more detailed or a little more rigorous with lots of other source materials that you would pull from, most often the original works. Lots of poems, stories that Bruce has come up with that you can tell and then use as a jumping to expand on and create your own stories.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that I'm still working on. That is hard for me, having not been taught that way.
Do they give all of, are they including math and the main lesson, and are there other subjects included, or is it just sort of the main lesson blocks?
Well, it's all the main lesson blocks, and then there is extra. There's always math. There's always the history, this whatever science for sixth grade, it's physics and mineralogy. There's always a language block, so the grammar and writing and vocab, spelling words. It's all woven in there. And each grade is a little different in how the books may be put together based on what goes together. Like fourth grade has a fourth grade overview. For fifth grade, the overview is much smaller. In sixth grade, there's almost none. And I think part of that is just because the child is in a different place.
Mm.
Fourth grade is a pretty monumental year as far as coming out of the nine-year change, so there's a little more meat there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sixth grade, they're kind of settled in, ready to change into the next. So each block each main lesson block is a book in and of itself, which makes it nice because, you know, I just take the book that I'm planning or the book that I'm teaching, and I have everything right there with whatever my sources are that I might be using. Everything's right there. Everything's at your fingertips. The drawings that they need to do, the what you need to tell them about, conversations, and then they're for like astronomy, what they would be putting in their main lesson books, the activities that you can choose from. And I can say that a lot of the blocks, you could make these blocks three times as long as they are and still not exhaust all the material that they include.
Right. Well, that's great. I mean, that sounds like there's a lot of material, but like you said, it could be a little bit overwhelming, but you don't have to do all of that, right?
Oh, no. You really pick out what works for you. You know, if your child particularly likes writing or if they love the drawing, or maybe kids are a little more practical and they want to do something very hands-on, you can really mix it up and pull from what you want.
Right. Okay. So you can, do they give you sort of a guide as far as this is a good time of year to do this lesson block, or do they leave that up to you to kind of figure out what works best for where you are?
At the beginning of, or in the overview, they do. They say, and I'll pull out the third grade one. They pretty clearly say, do 3 weeks of this followed by 3 weeks of that. And then they'll say, you know, starting in September, organizing your year, do, you might want to do this in, you know, the winter months because, you know, it lends itself, or botany is great to do in, you know, a bit in the fall and a bit in the spring so that you can incorporate it. And it's all, and they give a range. So are you only doing 32 weeks of school year? Well, then you might want to do a four-week block on this. Are you doing a 36-week year? You might want to do 6 weeks broken into 2 3-weeks, and this is how you would break it. So they give very detailed specifics, but they also leave it up to what might be working, you know, for your family. Are you going on a trip? Do you have a huge garden? So maybe you're, for third grade, your farming block is really just hands-on, and it's what you need to do in the garden. You know, and you're adding your language or your math into that as you're planning.
Right.
So very, it really is, it's beautiful in the fact that you can kind of create what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
That does take a little work. So for some people who may, that may overwhelm them, it may take a little more getting used to. But I think
right. So if they're looking for a done-for-you curriculum where you just open and say, day one, do this, this is really not that.
Right.
Right. But for those who want to have that, and a lot of us do, you know, want to have that kind of bring our own stuff in. And a lot of times I know I mix some different curriculums, like pick a little bit from this one, a little bit from
right.
this one. So having a little bit less structure. And it really depends, and that's what I found so much why by doing these interviews, that each one fits, you know, the mom who's using it. And I guess, you know, sometimes you have to go through a couple different ones till you find the right one for you, and then
right.
you find it. It seems like, and it's just like, okay, this is the one, you know, and usually they stick with that.
I have to say that my advice to parents would be is I bought the whole curriculum the 1 year outright. But if you're kind of timid about should I not, Livet is great about selling you one book of a certain topic. So get,
okay.
you know, one, you know, the Humanity on Earth, the Shelter, Clothing, and Farming for third grade, and just
oh.
use that. Or get the, you know, the math, weight, and measurement. Try just one book and see how it works for you.
Great. I didn't realize you could do that. So that's...
Yeah.
That's nice. And do they have support, or have you used them as a support behind your curriculum?
They have great support. The other piece I think that comes through in LiveEd is that it is written by Waldorf teachers, you know, that are trained, that have
right.
done teaching. And so they have a lot of experience, and you have a certain, you know, you have a mentor or someone that you can call and ask questions to who is teaching, who has that experience. And I've called several times to say, I'm thinking about doing this, you know, usually at the beginning of the year, kind of get a game plan of what I'm going to do with ideas of, oh, yes, you know, your unique situation, what's going on with you and how you might want to bring the curriculum to meet those needs. Or if you're in the middle and all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, this isn't quite working, I'm missing something, you can call and talk to them. And I've gotten straightened out, you know, pretty easily of like, oh, I'm making too much out of this. Just, you know, this is okay to go with. Don't worry about that. You know, do what works for you. You know, you don't need to be so. Sometimes we kind of pigeonhole
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah, we like to make it harder, right? It can't be that simple.
Right.
But it's nice to have that somebody who's call, you know, if you're like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm overwhelmed and I don't think I'm doing it right or whatever. And then you do have an outlet there.
Yep.
To talk with somebody, so that's
several
really...
times I've been said, oh, just let it go, because you're you know, you're fussing over something that really doesn't need to be fussed over.
Yeah. Well, great. So you kind of did give me some strengths and all of that of it. So it sounds like, and I know I have seen and I have used parts of the lower grade, and I know that it is a beautiful curriculum set up in a very very authentic Waldorf, when I think of a Waldorf-y way, you know what I mean? It's
right.
very much set up that way. And like you said, I think that is because, you know, Rainbow and Bruce are both amazing Waldorf teachers. And of course, Rainbow's going to be doing one of the sessions for our global expos. He always does.
Yep.
The
rigor, the academic piece, I think, is the other, you know, besides being the artwork, and it's just so rich with so much, but it really is, there is a classic, the classical education truly rings through with this.
Mm.
I feel that
okay.
there's really it's a strong, if you're really looking for something that the kids are going to know the major works in art and in history and math. they'll be able to pull from those.
That's a great point. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that out because I have not heard that, so that's great. Right.
I love it.
Yay, and it's so great, and you're, like, so happy with it, which is awesome. And
yeah.
You know, that is the great thing about, you know, the Waldorf homeschooler. You can use, there's a wide variety out there, and then when you find the one you love, you know,
yep.
There it is.
I do use pieces of other ones as well. It's not that I don't have other resources in the house.
Yes, we always like to have little things to peek at, right? Or, you know,
yes.
Sometimes you might just pick up one thing from somewhere else, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just add that piece in. And that is the beauty, you know, of homeschooling,
right.
That you can pull pieces here and there. But it is also nice to have some kind of a backbone to follow,
right,
to do that. So, well, great. Well, any last things you want to say as far as about live education, just if you were talking to another, you know, homeschooling mom who was asking about it?
I think the piece that I really, the type of person that I am is I like to take it in and ingest it, kind of digest it, and then have those pieces to be able to give back what resonates with me or resonates with the family or the child at the moment. And I think live ed allows you to do that. It really doesn't give you a scripted kind of do this, this, and this, but really more of a this is the big picture that you want to paint for the child. This is what you want to give them, and then, you know, kind of digest it out and give it back to them in a sense that they can enjoy. And so you are kind of educating yourself. I don't feel there's holes. Kind of not this, oh, why am I teaching this, or why, okay, I'm going to do this, but I really don't know why, or I don't know about it. You really, you understand it yourself.
Right. That's really a huge thing, too, at least for me. It's like I need to know why I'm doing this, and I need to understand it before I can, you know, turn around and bring it to my child. So,
big picture.
Yeah, it is nice to have that. Great. I tell you, every time I talk to you guys, I want to run out and buy that curriculum. It's so great. But, you know, I think the important thing is to know yourself as well and know what type of person you are. That will really help you from, you know, spending money on things that you don't end up using. That's why we're doing these great reviews. So thank you so much. It's so nice to hear. Because if you're a person going, no, I'm so busy right now, I've got to have everything laid out, you won't waste your money. Or if you're like, wow, that sounds amazing, where do I sign up, you know, kind of a
right.
thing. So
right.
Thank you, Nancy, for explaining about live ed. I think it's a great curriculum, and I'm so happy you're happy using it.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, guys. All right, join us for another session. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.